Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it to your advantage. I think it'll help you stay out of the business obituaries. So check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there, too. By the way, we're having a record month. We're on pace to have a record month. Not only on the blog, but also on the website. So thank you for that, and I'm glad you're using it to your advantage. It makes me happy. It warms my cockles to know that you guys are out there using the things that we do and making available to you. And by the way, there's no barrier to entry. It's all free. All you got to do is show up, and we'll let you on in. Terry Mark is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is a records management expert. She's been doing this. She's been a consultant. She's had her own business helping people get organized, managing their records, and she is a professional because she is, if for no other reason than the fact that she's the Nevada State Records Manager up in Carson City. She's also the author of the book Organize Your Office, and she's our new friend. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's like, good to be here.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Terry?
Oh, it is. You know, I listen to you.
Terry, talk to us about the difference between being organized, getting our documents, our files organized, and doing records management. What's the difference?
Okay, well, organization is getting it all of your records positioned so that you can access them, so you can have the access to them. Records management is the long-term management of those records, so it takes it the next step from organizing your records into managing those records, so you know what records you have to maintain on a daily basis, and you can know when to get rid of those records when they have outlived their usefulness.
So being organized could be as simple as buying a filing cabinet.
That's correct.
But records management means that you know where things are.
Exactly. And organization will get you to where you know where things are. And management will, when you go in to manage those records, that means that daily, that monthly, that weekly thing that you have to do in order to know where your records are and that long-term maintenance of them.
Right. Now, what do small business owners need to know about records management? There are some things that every business has of their own. As you said, we've got that weekly, monthly,
right,
quarterly, annual thing that we have to do, and it's always good to have our hands on that. Many of those are particular to our companies, our businesses, our particular way of wanting to run our own businesses.
Right.
But some things are stipulated by law, aren't they?
That's correct. You have a lot of regulatory agencies that you may have to respond to. For example, the Internal Revenue Service is a regulatory agency.
We know about those guys.
Yes, and we all have to respond to them. Depending on what type of business you're in, you know, if you are in a cleaning service, it may be that you have to respond to an OSHA-type regulation as well. How long do you have to keep those records? How long do you have to have them available in case somebody from the government has to come in and audit those records?
How do we find that out? See, that's a big thing right now. For example, how long do I have to keep financial information for the IRS?
Well, if you have a good clean record, essentially they want you to keep your current year records, which would be right now our current year would be 2006.
Right.
Plus 3 years is the regulation.
So the current year plus three more.
Yes.
What if you've done away with all the years prior to that?
Well, it depends on now. If they suspect that you have underestimated your taxes, they can come in and they will go back and audit 6 years. So they will go back current year plus 6 years to your audit. If they think that you have done anything fraudulent at all,
right,
they'll go back and find as many records as they can.
They go back as far as they want.
As far as they want, exactly. And so it's important to you to keep, for example, at least your tax filing and things like that. That one might be a permanent record, especially if
you... So we should keep those things forever.
You can.
The
you
actual can. Document it, that you
especially
filed.
Especially if you have any kind of assets that you're documenting, et cetera. So.
Mm-hmm. So work product, receipts, and things like that, after 3 years, in addition to the current year, we can toss those.
Yes. As long as you've been appropriately audited, and it's always a good idea to have your accountant in. And I hate to be giving legal advice on this, so this is more or less my...
Right.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. But no, that's a good rule of thumb. And, yeah, of course, talk to your accountant about that.
Exactly.
What are some other records that we need to be keeping?
Well, you've got your all of your contract type information. Of course, you keep it for the life of the contract. And then there might be some limitation on action that you can follow up if something were to happen to that contract and then you wanted to take some kind of action against it. Look and check with your different states to find out what the time period is for limitation on action. It varies from state to state, anywhere from 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like to keep contracts to use for future contracts. Because
exactly.
Every contract has got a little paragraph in there that really cuts to the chase on an issue. And whenever I'm doing a future contract, I'm participating in creating a contract for a new deal, I'll go back and find those old contracts and read them again and find language in them that I liked and offer those to as a contribution to the other person to be included in the contract.
And that's a good idea. And what you want to do is make sure that contract that you have using as a boilerplate, for example, is not confused with an official record, that you keep that in a separate section from your official contract so that it's identified as a boilerplate.
Right. In other words, something that's a contract that's not being used anymore. Okay, what about some other things?
Well, if you have any kind of small payroll, for example, you may have a couple of people on your payroll. You have payroll records that have to be maintained for 3 years. If you have people who come in and apply for a job, you have to keep the applications for at least a year to demonstrate if you have anybody coming back and saying they were discriminated against for some person.
That's something a lot of people don't realize. A lot of small business owners don't realize.
Right.
When you interview for jobs, whatever records would you need to keep their resume and whatever records, you need to keep a file of all that for at least a year, don't you?
Yes.
And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Terry about privacy and security. What about that? Those issues with regard to record keeping. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with Terry Mark. Her book is called Organize Your Office.
That's right. Turn the microphone. Say that last just as the time bell rings. Life is a gamble.
Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Terry Mark, the author of Organize Your Office, a Small Business Survival Guide to Managing Records. And Terry, give us your website and tell us where your book is available.
It's available at www.arma.org /bookstore.
So that's okay. So check that out when you get a chance. How about, is it online and available in any of the online stores?
I believe it's available on Amazon.
Amazon, okay. And that's Organize Your Office. The author's name is Terry with an I, one R and an I, J. Mark. And that's no S on Mark, by the way, just Mark. Okay, Terry, we're talking about making sure that you know what you need to be doing to manage your records, to organize your records. And some records are yours, and they're just for your convenience, for your efficiency, and for your productivity. Some records are prescribed by law. They're laid out by statute that you have to not only originate these records, you have to keep them for a certain period of time. You have to be able to produce them, but you also have to do a couple of other things, don't you, Terry? You have to pay attention to privacy, and you have to pay attention to security, don't you?
That's right. That's getting to be very important these days. making sure that your records are secured, and that includes everything that you have on your computer. You want to make sure that you have password protection into your computer when you, if you leave your computer on and you leave your desk and somebody has access to that. You also want to make sure that any records that you have that have personal identifying information on it are adequately protected, that you're using your shredder. You're not dumping things into the dumpster. I mean, I've walked by. A friend of mine called me and said she just went past a restaurant that had just gone out of business, and in the back of it, they had just dumped all of their credit card receipts. Mm. I mean, if that had been, anybody else going by, who knows what could have happened.
Oh, that's just like found money for the bad guys.
Absolutely. People are getting very savvy on this, and dumpster diving can happen anywhere.
It's like gold for these people.
Exactly. And once you've put it into your dumpster, it's no longer in your control, and it is open access. So.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that any kind of devices that you may be carrying around that may have personal identifying information, such as PDFs or your Blackberries or your laptops that you may be carrying around, or, you've heard what happens with just the federal government.
Right. So
records are getting lost every day, and so it's your responsibility to make sure that those are protected.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also health records. If you have any kind of health records for folks, the Medical Privacy Act that happened over last couple of years, the Privacy and the Security Act. There were two of those, actually two installments of that.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure you maintain all that stuff very confidentially,
yes.
Don't you?
Oh yes, HIPAA laws are very strict.
HIPAA laws, right? Mm-hmm. I thank you for reminding me of the acronym there. What else? What are some other things that we need to know about managing our documents?
Another one, for example, if you hire anybody, you have to fill out the form on and making sure that they are U.S. citizens, the I-9
form. Mm-hmm.
For example, that has to be retained, and it could be that they'll come in and audit you, and that is retained for 3 years or until the termination of the employee, whichever is longer. So if you've got an employee that's been working with you for 10 years, you have to maintain that for that 10 years.
Hmm.
And then 1 year after they terminate, or if they if they're not with you longer than 2 to 3 years, then you can, it's whichever is longer, of course.
Is there anything fun about records management?
Anything fun?
Does someone like you have fun doing this?
I do have a lot of fun. I do a lot of training on this. I go out and I teach state employees on how long they have to retain their records. And as a consultant, it's always interesting for people to find out, what they can get rid of. I mean, everybody hangs on to things for too long.
Well, see, I'm a pack rat.
Yes, and
I don't throw things away.
And that's not uncommon.
I need help. I need assistance.
And some things, like for you, you might hang on to things because you go back to reference it again.
It's just a compulsive thing with me. It has nothing to do with anything else.
And that gives you your operational need for those records. And there are some records that you really don't need to hang on to.
I know. Well, some things I need to get rid of because I don't need if the government comes in. I don't need them to. It's not that there's anything wrong with anything. It's just why give them another shot at you?
Exactly. Why give them another shot at you?
Right. So I need help with these things. I need somebody to come in and tell me. Do you recommend that a small business owner, a small business brings in someone like yourself, a professional, once a year just to say, okay, this goes, this can stay, this must stay, this goes?
Well, you know what? They can come in. They don't even have to come in once a year. What they'll do is give you a sheet that explains all of your retention schedule, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a schedule of how long you have to keep certain records so that every year you can say, okay, I'm done with these. I can throw them out. And so what you want to do when you start organizing your records, you identify them by year. You sort them out by year so that you know that, and that's part of that organization part of it, so that when you organize it, you keep it in tune with how long you have to retain those records.
How do we find somebody like you?
You can, again, go to the ARMA.org website, and they should be able to connect you with somebody.
Give us that site again.
www.arma.org.
Maybe you can find someone there. Hey, Terry, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
All right, thank you.
Terry Mark, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called Organize Your Office. Quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Tim Berry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.